takes a heap of living and a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky.
I know both sides of this question that I'm going to discuss thoroughly. I understand her side of it, and I sympathize with her. And today, because I choose to talk about my point of view, isn't to be taken that I'm unnecessarily prejudiced about it. But the delight of those evenings, few as they are nowadays, when you get home and she says, you can put the slippers on, we're not going out. The happiest nights I ever know are those when I've no place to go. And the missus says, when the day is through tonight, we haven't a thing to do. The joy of it and the peace untold of sitting round in the slippers old with my pipe and book in my easy chair, knowing I needn't go anywhere, needn't hurry my evening meal nor force the smiles that I do not feel, but can grab a book from a nearby shelf and drop all sham and be myself. The charm of it and the comfort rare, nothing on earth with it can compare. And I'm sorry for him who doesn't know that joy of having no place to go.
Let's spend an evening at home, where we two can be alone. The papers all say it looks like a storm. In front of the fire, we'll be cozy and warm. It seems a shame if we'd miss a wonderful chance like this. With the lights turned low and sweet music on the radio, let's spend an evening at home, dear. Let's spend an evening at home.
Vinny.
Yes, Ed.
Remember your school days? Can you still decline the word good?
Oh, certainly. Good, better, best.
Right. Now, how much difference would you say there is between good and better?
Well, I don't know exactly, but the word better certainly implies a quality that's more than just good.
I seem just like a class in English now, eh?
Yes.
Well, what I want you to tell me now is how much difference in quality is there between good and best?
Well, Ed, I haven't thought of it in that way before, but I'd say it must be quite a jump.
Yeah, exactly, and it's that jump that we're trying to describe when we say that Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter is just about the best butter made. You see, that little word, best, really carries a lot of meaning, eh?
I should say so.
When he was very young and beginning to observe things, he discovered a difficulty his mother and I were having about that checkbook of hers. She'd just begun to write them, and I'd just begun to discover that a woman and a checkbook make a very, very dangerous combination. And one day after I'd come home and Nellie and I had talked about the matter, I overheard Bud trying to tell it to some of the boys in the neighborhood, and he did it in about this way. He says, Ma has a dandy little book that's full of narrow slips, and when she wants to pay a bill, a page from it she rips. She just writes in the dollars and the cents and signs her name, and that's just as good as money, though it doesn't look the same. When she wants another bonnet or some feathers for her neck, she promptly goes and gets them, and she writes another check. I don't just understand it, but I know she sputters when Pa says to her at supper, Well, you're overdrawn again. Ma's not a businesswoman. She's much too kind of heart to squabble over pennies or to play a selfish part. And when someone asks for money, she's not one to stop and think of a little piece of paper or the cost of pen and ink. She just tells them very sweetly, if he'll only wait a bit and be seated in the parlor, she will write a check for it. She can write one out for 20 just as easily as 10, and forgets that Pa may grumble, Well, you're overdrawn again. Pa says it looks as though he'll have to start in working nights to gather in the money for the checks that Mother writes. He says that every morning when he's summoned to the phone, he's afraid the bank is calling to make Mother's shortage known. He tells his friends, if ever anything our fortune wrecks, they can trace it to the moment Mother started writing checks. He's got so that he trembles when he sees her fountain pen. And he mothers, do be careful, you'll be overdrawn again.
When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will only call you sweetheart. That will always be your name. Though a garden filled with roses down the sunset trail will stray, when your hair has turned to silver, I will love you as today.
Ladies, maybe by this time, some of you may have gotten the idea that I'm a fussy person to cook for. Well, in self-defense, that's not quite true. The only difference is I've become acquainted with Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. And now that I know how good butter can really be, I just don't care for any other butter. And you'll feel the same way about it once you try Land O'Lakes. I'll tell you what you do. Get a pound of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter from your grocers. Be sure you get Land O'Lakes. All right, then. Tomorrow morning, when that breakfast toast is piping hot, put on plenty of Land O'Lakes butter and add a good bit to those soft-boiled eggs. As that butter melts, you don't get any sharp, strong taste, only the flavor of fresh, sweet cream. That's because only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. So try it, will you? Try it on my recommendation. And if you do, I think you'll never want to use any other. Just ask for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package. It's your guarantee of finest quality butter.
Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep will banish sorrow. Tears and parting may make us fall, but with the dawn a new day is born. So I'll say good night, sweetheart, though I'm not. not be sighed. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart.
I hope I can say these things without being misunderstood. I want my children to be honest, of course, but I want them to be something more than that. In this world where so much is needed from us all, merely to be honest is not enough. How fine it is at night to say, I have not wronged a soul today. I have not by a word or deed in any breast sowed anger seed, or caused a fellow being pain, nor is there on my crest a stain that shame has left. In honor's way with head erect, I've lived this day. When night slips down and day departs, and rest returns to weary hearts, how fine it is to close the book of records for the day, and look once more along the traveled mile to find that all has been worthwhile. To say, in honor I have toiled, my plume is spotless and unsoiled. Yet cold and stern a man may be, retaining his integrity, and he may pass from day to day a spirit dead in living clay, observing strictly morals, laws, yet serving but a selfish cause. So it is not enough to say, I have not stooped to shame today. It is a finer, nobler thought when day is done, and night has brought the contemplative hours and sweet, and rest to weary hearts and feet, if man can stand in truth and say, I have been useful here today. Back there is one I chanced to see with hope reborn because of me. This day in honor I have toiled. My shining crest is still unsoiled, but on that mile I leave behind is one who says that I was kind. And someone hums a cheerful song because I chanced to come along. Sweet rest at night that man shall own who has not lived his day alone.
From the land of the sky,
you have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, discriminating housewives always prefer the extra freshness, extra flavor goodness of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. And you'll like it, too. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
just four lines about misers. Their money misers closely save until they're carried to the grave, and no one learns before they die what they were saving up to buy.